Glossist Radio Show.
After children first learn to walk well, they try hopping and skipping just for fun. Here's some hopping and skipping music if you'd like to hop and skip.
Yeah, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, it's going to be that kind of action all night long, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a little bit of, Bo Diddley action. Yeah, let's see if we can turn up the monitors here in the studio, and so we can hear ourselves. Dr. Doc Brown is here tonight. Say something, Doc. You know.
Yes.
Now turn on the microphone, Doc.
Is it on?
It is on.
It is flipped. It's what?
You're not coming through the board, man. Talk.
I probably should be now that I've turned. Now that I've turned it on, it'll probably.
There he is. He really is here.
All I have to say is, if anyone out there has ever had a case of the flaming hoop, they'll know how I feel tonight.
Yes. The croup. You say you got the croup.
No, I got the flaming hoop.
Okay.
It's like Johnny Cash at the burning ring of fire.
Yeah, that's the.
It hurts.
Yeah, well, you can scratch where it itches, Doc. Tonight, all night on the show.
No, there's an old proverb. You go to bed with itchy thing there, you wake up with stinky finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, quit your crabbing, Doc, because...
It's not about that.
Come on.
It's flaming hoop, man.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do.
You do. Yes, you do have to do something about that.
There's no more.
Can I get you an ointment?
No, I don't believe in that.
Can I get you a seltzer?
No, I'm just gonna grin and bear it.
Can I get you a prophylactic?
What?
All right. Hey, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, Doc, we're celebrating something kind of exciting. Do you know what the anniversary is this week, this month?
It's our 121st show.
Close. It's our 120th show.
Really?
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Very good. For as much as you...
For as much as I know and keep track.
As much as you prep for this show, Doc, that's really good. It is our 120th.
Is that the milestone you were talking about, or is that just random?
No, that's sort of random. That has nothing to do with the surprise or the anniversary that I'm trying to talk about.
Oh, that wasn't the milestone you were thinking
no.
of.
No.
But I got a milestone right.
Yeah, I guess 120 is a milestone.
Come on, if I could go 121 and you were thinking 120,
yeah,
it's pretty close.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, today it's March 4th of 2005, and if you're digging us off of WBCQ, then you're digging us live on March 4th. And what that means is, now here, we're only 2 days off from the...
I think I got it.
You know the anniversary?
Yeah.
Talk about
it. From the original live feed from Lost Disc Radio.
Good, but no.
What?
That could... has nothing really to do with us. It just has to do with some of the artists that
To do with the discovery, the Viking ship that they found in the dunes in Cape Cod.
Marconi.
What?
Discovery of the radio waves?
No.
It has nothing to do with that. Can I tell you what it really is? Or we could spend the rest of the hour having you guess.
Is it the ice cube they found on Mars?
Hey, that's not funny. You know,
they did.
If they find life microbes off the planet, then that shoots the whole theory from creationism, doesn't it? Doesn't that shoot the whole creationist thing?
No, not at all. He started there as an experiment.
He did.
Yeah.
Superman.
What?
All right. Doc, here's, speaking of things like Superman, here's the anniversary. It is exactly 50 years ago that the one and only Bo Diddley recorded his first track, which is his self-titled track, Bo Diddley. And we got an email from some...
I would have never known that.
Neither would have I, necessarily. Except we got an email into the radio show here a couple of weeks ago from a guy that runs a Bo Diddley tribute website. And he said, guys, I found the Lost Discs radio show here on the internet. Why don't you spin some Bo Diddley action during the month of March to celebrate Bo Diddley's 50th anniversary? I emailed a guy back. I says, dude, we're all over it. Just put a link on your website for us. And so we swapped links on the website, and it's all kinds of viruses, and that's why Doc has an itchy ring of fire. because we've swapped something out that we probably shouldn't have. But it's true. We're going to be spinning some Bo Diddley action all night tonight and related. Not just Bo Diddley proper, but some related artists as well. So you're in for a great ride tonight, folks. If you're not a fan of Bo Diddley already, stay tuned. You will be by the end of the hour. Okay, so get ready, folks. We kicked it off there with Bo Diddley, and we're kicking it on, continuing on, man. Here he comes. Yeah. You got to get on board for this.
All aboard!
Tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, coming to you live on March 4th, 2005.
Let me get in here and get me a ticket. Say, man, look here. Is this a down-home special?
Yeah.
Well, give me a ticket there, man.
What ticket, man?
A ticket to Macomb, Mississippi.
Macomb?
Yeah, Macomb.
I thought you were going to Appaloosa.
Yeah, I'm going to Appaloosa, all right. The train going through there, but I ain't getting off. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby. I'm going home to see my baby.
Heavy sound to be wasting.
And I hand you to George, who'll speak to you.
Now!
Thank you, John. Thank you.
We don't! We-
Did you hear that? They're evacuating the city.
You're wasting your time. There's no regular radio reception in these mountains.
In order to cut the mustard, you have to be prepared for each event in the arena and stay informed so you'll be top dog.
How can you talk like that? We're being attacked, the whole country could be destroyed in the next few hours, and all you can do is talk about
Lost Discs Radio here on the planet.
Like I said, it's the Lost Discs Radio Show. It's going to happen. You see? Yeah. No, Moses, no. It wasn't me. We weren't making those graven images. No. Well, keep it tuned here on the planet.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Bo Diddley action tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. And that's the kind of stuff we're digging tonight. It is.
Is this a Bo show?
It's a Bo show. This is the 50th anniversary now of Bo Diddley making his debut recording back in 1955, man. And we're making the scene tonight with you. And some people are making – well, okay. So far, we've got one email in, and I didn't even ask anyone to email in. This guy, John in Walpole, Massachusetts, has emailed in. Now look.
Hey, I don't know if I ever said – if I ever gave my Walpole story.
You did, but give it again because this is interesting. I just
– when I went to – and John will know where this is. There's a Texaco on Route 1 there and Walpole.
Yeah.
And I was pulled over at the Texaco there. And I saw my good friend Normie vacuuming his car.
Not Normie.
Yeah, Normie. He was vacuuming his car. I pulled over. My mom was actually driving me at the time.
Wait, how old were you then?
I was like 23. But that doesn't have anything to do with this story.
He still lives at home, folks.
No, no. I was getting dropped off for a great weekend out on Cape Cod and at a friend's house in Walpole.
Did she drive you to the mall too?
No. Okay. It was a big road trip. It was fun. Mother-son road trip, you know? And we pull over there at the Texaco. There's a big four corners there on Route 1. And we're at the Texaco. And here comes the limousine. And out pops, actually it's a Jaguar. And out pops Roger Clemens when he was still pitching for the Red Sox. And
wow.
Yeah, I guess he was on his way up there. This was in like July. So, you know, it was around the time of baseball season and all that.
Yeah, man.
And it was great. And my mom looked and she goes, It's Roger. And there he was walking across. And he went in. He bought an iced tea. She followed him, but she didn't have the gall to ask for an autograph. My friend Normie went storming inside it and was trying to...
Storming Norman.
Yeah, he was kind of badgering him for information, Roger Clemens. And he came out like with my friend Normie following him all the way out to the car.
He came out in front of Roger Clemens?
No, he was badgering. He was like pulling on his pants and stuff.
He was pulling on his pants.
Right, right.
He can't, yeah. I can't.
Anyway, that's Walpole. Everybody says, oh, Walpole, that's where the prison is. Yeah. You know, no.
All right, well, here's
Walpole's a cool little town. I spent a lot of time up there.
Well, this okay. So this guy John in Walpole, Massachusetts, has emailed in to our program tonight. Now he says he's listening to it on the internet stream at WBCQ.com. Up here in New England, we're sort of losing the signal on 7415 and on 5105 kilohertz off the shortwave radio. But we're on both of those frequencies, in case you know.
Did you say kilohertz?
In case you care. Yeah. He does. He hurts, man. It's not funny anymore. So anyway, get in on the email action then. It's lost at
everybody hurts.
WBCQ
even Ketter hurts.
Dot US. All right, so LOST at WBCQ.US. And we want to hear from you tonight, man. John, he actually emailed, that guy emailed in a few minutes before the show started. So we don't know if anyone's listening now. We need to hear from someone now to say, yeah, man. Because if you're digging this Bo Diddley action, Doc, you'll know. You'll know a couple things. Number one, Bo Diddley is a lover. Okay, number two, Bo Diddley is a gunslinger. Okay, number three, Bo Diddley Rides Again. Now, these are all titles of albums that Bo Diddley put out, man, back in the late 50s, early 60s, right?
Yeah.
And there's a couple more, right? Bo Diddley's a lover. Bo Diddley's a gunslinger. Bo Diddley's a son of a bitch. What? There's a couple more. What are they?
Bo Diddley uses Clorox.
Bo Diddley goes blind. All of those, you know, but... but most of all, Bo Diddley
in his episode with the Flaming Hoop.
Bo Diddley comes out. Bo Diddley whips it out. They were all like million selling albums, you know. But most of all, Bo Diddley was a political activist. And sure enough,
what? No.
No, he was. He has a song here that was timely for back in those days. This comes out of probably the early 60s now. And it's called Mr. Khrushchev. See? Huh? Cuban Missile Crisis, the whole thing. Kennedy right. Administration, Dallas, Texas. Where the hell's Rabishu tonight? Get on the email, Rabishu. Y'all get on there and email us now. Let us know that you're hearing it. He's supposedly in West Texas. Where was Rabishu when Kennedy was being shot?
Oh, that's a good question.
Huh? Back in 63? What the hell? That guy Rabishu raises more questions than he answers, you see. And we're raising a few tonight here with Bo Diddley. Dig this, folks. It's Mr. Khrushchev. Right. Tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Don't believe. WBCQ.
Be patient and confident.
Yes, the Lost Discs radio show.
First thing will be a white light that'll blind us, then a hot flame that'll burn out.
Take it easy.
But that's not all. Even the air you breathe will be deadly. Everything you touch will give off radiation. Ever hear of Hiroshima? And you won't hear it. It'll happen suddenly. There'll be no warning.
So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A. Marijuana. Marijuana.
This is Voice of America.
Hi, how are you? Glad to be here.
Glad you could be here.
For the first time, the premier of all Soviet Russia, Mr. Khrushchev, will hold a press conference.
Shannon here.
Hey!
Mr. Khrushchev. Wow, wow, wow. Was Joseph Stalin a friend of yours?
Yes. Joseph Stalin was a close, warm, personal friend of mine. But, of course, you must remember the old song, you always heard of the one...
Connie here.
Hey!
Mr. Khrushchev, what exactly makes a man a communist?
Fear.
Hyperman here.
Hey,
Mr. Khrushchev, what did you say when you searched the heavens looking for the first Sputnik?
I said, Kruznido, Waryinyet, Kuznewasda, Krunyinyet.
But what does that mean, sir?
Starlight, starlight.
Sinatra here.
Hey!
Mr. Khrushchev, do you have a ring-a-ding-ding juvenile delinquency problem in Russia?
Yes, we have a gang of teenagers who just run around Moscow in tight pants and black leather jackets and motorcycles and sideburns. And the boys are even worse.
Fats here.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mr. Khrushchev, if the American people lived under communism for 1 week, would they like it?
Absolutely, definitely, positive. 2 weeks, I'm not sure.
Ferrante, Taisha here.
Hey,
Mr. Khrushchev, what is your favorite American newspaper?
My favorite American newspaper is the New York Times.
But why is that, sir?
I got my job through the New York Times.
U.S. Bonds here!
Hey!
Mr. Khrushchev, who's responsible for the rising cost of vodka in the Soviet Union?
The little old vodka maker, me!